NATO has been carrying out its largest ever anti-submarine warfare exercise in the North Sea. It's a response to increasing activity by Russian submarines. Recent reports, of course, of Russian submarines operating quite close to the coast of Scotland, as well as Sweden and Finland. The exercise, though, has apparently highlighted a gaping hole in Britain's own defences, as our defence correspondent Jonathan Beale reports.
Alle Kommandanten, das Boot ist eingesteuert für Ross 50, Seerohrtiefe nulllastig, die Peilungen sind notiert.
Off the coast of Norway, a German submarine prepares to dive beneath the swell of the grey North Sea. This is the hunt for U-33, not Red October. This German U-boat and its 28 crew living in cramped conditions will be acting as the invisible enemy below the ocean.
There's 7 uniform, roger, over.
Up on the surface, the USS Vicksburg, a large American warship, is leading a NATO fleet, including a Royal Navy frigate, trying to detect the German U-boat.
Sir, stand on course 325, checking 322.
On the bridge, the crew keep watch for a periscope to break the water.
Sir, pass course 270 to the right, known course given.
And they're not only looking out for U-33. Russian submarines are stepping up their patrols in these same waters. There have recently been reported sightings of their submarines off Sweden, Finland and the UK. Rear Admiral Brad Williamson is in charge of the exercise.
I think if you, anyone who reads a newspaper, and I have very smart commanding officers underneath me right now with very smart crews, and they read the newspaper, they understand what's happening in the world. If you look at where submarines are now operating across the globe, there's probably three times as many nations that have submarines now than did years ago. And so, but I think what it does is it focuses our mind on what we're doing out here. And it's, you know, for the guys that are down in combat, it's just not theoretical that we might have to do any submarine warfare.
Down in the ship's bowels, in darkened rooms, crews listen in and watch their sensors for the unseen enemy. While many European countries have been cutting their defence budgets, Moscow's been investing heavily in its fleet. Earlier this month, Russia launched what it says is the quietest submarine in the world. And Lieutenant Colin Ryan, the Vicksburg's anti-submarine warfare officer, says finding them isn't that easy. How easy is it to spot, a submarine down in the ocean?
I'll be honest, it's probably easier for them than it is for us.
And has that happened on this tour at all?
On this tour, it has. I can't get any of the details again.
Russian submarines, potentially?
I'm not able to talk about that, but in general, though, we're always on the lookout.
Tracking these submarines when they submerge in these vast stretches of ocean underneath the water can be like looking for a needle in a haystack. And it's a task all the more difficult for Britain because of gaps in its defences. From the land, a French maritime patrol aircraft takes off to help in the hunt. Inside, the crew can scan hundreds of square miles under the ocean. Britain no longer has any maritime patrol aircraft like these, and several times over the past year, it's had to call on allies to help search for suspected Russian submarines. Peter Roberts, a former Royal Navy officer and now a senior fellow at the Royal United Services Institute, says this gaping hole in Britain's defences is a cause for concern.
I think we should be exceptionally worried. Russia has always led the world in submarine build construction. It means the submarine can be anywhere. It means that it could feasibly sit off the UK and track our nuclear deterrent as it leaves Faslane. The UK has key vulnerabilities in anti-submarine warfare right now, specifically because it lacks persistent wide area patrol capability at sea. This is a maritime patrol aircraft. The UK is entirely dependent on its allies.
Britain's lack of any maritime patrol aircraft will have to be addressed in the next Strategic Defence and Security Review. But for now, Britain is having to rely on its allies to defend its own waters.